You're on KMFM. This is The Hit List. And all this week, we're teaming up with Kent Teach for hashtag I'm in charge, maybe getting you to think about a career in teaching. So we've been speaking to teachers from all across Kent about when they decided to become a teacher, the best thing about being a teacher, and loads more. And we're chatting to Laura. So when did you decide to become a teacher?
I think the first time I sort of looked at teaching as an actual profession, ironically, was when I got a job as a teaching assistant. And it was one of my kind of third days. And I was working one-on-one with a boy who had really severe learning difficulties. And just the environment and the kind of the relationship that I formed with him, I just thought, you know what, this is great. I love this. Why am I not doing this?
So hashtag I'm in charge is about getting young people in Kent and Medway to think about what they would do if they were in charge of a classroom. Now, you've got quite an interesting story about how you made a science lesson a bit different, right?
Recently, in my first year, we had a science topic of talking about forces of magnets. I am not great at science. It's not where I shine at all. And we were kind of sitting and discussing, you know, how could we make this really exciting about kind of talking about pulling and pushing. And then all of a sudden I had this brainwave and I was like, tug of war. Let's do tug of war. Let's get them outside, get a rope and get them doing tug of war. And they just absolutely loved it. And then all of the questions that were coming out as well, after we kind of went into the science side of it, was just amazing. And it just created the most wonderful pieces of work because they were so excited that tug of war somehow kind of linked into a science lesson.
Do you remember the first time you were in charge, Laura?
Oh, yeah. I definitely remember. When I was a teaching assistant, I actually got to have Tuesday afternoons to myself with the class, and I got so excited about it, and I would come up with all these like really grand things that we were going to do just for an hour. And it was just that kind of ownership, and you could create something together, and it's just a wonderful feeling. Yeah, it is.
So for people listening to you tonight, Laura, who are maybe thinking, do you know what, I want to become a teacher, what advice would you give to them?
Do it. 100%. It is the most wonderful and rewarding thing you will ever do. And nothing will ever compare to this profession. It is just, we slog it out because we love it. We turn up every day because we love it. And nothing will ever compare for me.
For you listening at home, we'll tell you how you can get involved with hashtag I'm in charge in a sec. But before you go, Laura, obviously you are now a young teacher, so you are now in charge. So if there were no boundaries or limits, and you could do whatever you wanted for a class or a group of students, what would you do?
I think at the moment we're actually learning about Egypt and the Egyptians. So going to Egypt, I mean, can you imagine actually taking these young children to go and see an actual pyramid in real life there in front of you, and how amazing that would be? Yeah, if money was no object, take them to Egypt, get them to experience all of that. Yeah, that'd be great.